This year is sponsored by Aryeh Perlman and family. Sotra for Shlema, Rus Bas Miriam, Baruch Hashem, she came up from the hospital. Mr. Shem Shem should send her a full, complete recovery.
Amen.
This is one of the shiurim that I saw a shtickle that I'm going to be repeating to you. And it's one of those pieces that you end up working harder on it than another shiur. Do you know that there are certain shiurim that it could take you just 10 minutes to repair an hour shiur? And there are certain shiurim is just the opposite. It takes an hour to repair a 10-minute shiur. Literally. Now, it doesn't have to be 10 minutes an hour. You spend 20 minutes and you get 2 hours worth of material. And sometimes it works the other way around. 2 hours, 3 hours. And you're, why? It's very simple. Because if there's something glatt, first of all, siyata d'shmaya. But if you have something glatt, something clear, that you don't have to kvetch, and it makes sense, so it just flows. When it's not 100% clear, and you're trying to make something make sense, when it may not make sense, or you just need to say a shiur, then you spend a long time trying to develop and convincing somebody else that what's not true is true. And it's really a terrible thing. But that's the emes. It's the emes. As emes as it gets. You have to know the truth. Remember, this week, we're learning in the Parsha. This is the Parsha that Yosef, brothers coming down to Mitzrayim. This is real deal. But as I said from the Yeshiva Zatzal, he said, do you think that the brothers all of a sudden regretted everything they did after Yosef reveals himself to them? Well,
they live with regret their whole life, probably.
They did?
Absolutely, most of them did.
Not really. Actually, well, according to some, according to Rashi, I asked him when he said over this shtickle, I asked him, that seems like in Rashi it says not like that. He says, okay, but other Medrash brings down that Yehuda wanted to kill him right then. Why? Because you're not supposed to be the Melech. He was arguing. He was trying to say that he's the Melech. And the other Shvatim are saying, who's the real Melech? Yehuda. You're being married to Malchus of Yehuda. Chayv Misa.
Isn't that only true?
Later? He's trying to establish himself as the Melech, the one in charge. And we had this Ksainis Pasim, and they're going to rip it apart. They're saying, you don't get to wear the Bilgdei Malchus. You don't get to show that you're the Melech. It doesn't work like that. And that's why they try to kill him, or at least make him an Eved in Mitzrayim. This way, you're not going to show yourself as the Melech. If Shabtai Tzvi would resurrect himself and show himself as Mashiach, would you accept him? No. Chas v'shalom. I didn't mean to say Shabtai Tzvi. I meant to say that, well, you think Rav Shach would accept Lubavitch Rebbe? You think he would accept him? No way. I'm saying a joke, but no way. So I'm saying, you think all of a sudden they're going to accept him? When you start learning the truth of things, you see that it's not so simple. So now let's get to try to bring down, why am I bothered by this whole shtickle that I saw brought down? And why is it like, okay, nice shtickle, but mechatesi? Let's see what the Gemara has to say. So there's a big machlokes between Rav and Shmuel regarding if Kiddush has to have a suda. Now, es chatoya ni maskar ayoyim, my notes, I forgot to bring. No, I have, but I don't. The notes. Notes with all the shtickles I got to bring. So we're going to have to try to say from memory.
Well, prepared 2 hours,
I'm sure. The Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel in the previous Amud. Let's see if I could find a Gemara. So we have a Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Do you need Kiddush B'Makom Suda if you don't need Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Okay?
Don't be sure that somebody needs Kiddush B'Makom Suda.
That's right. And this is coming from Shmuel. Go three, Well, let's see what happens. Let's start from Va'oz Shmuel to May 5 lines from the top. Amar Shmuel and Kiddush Hal Makom Suda. Kiddush has to be Makom Suda. Now, Sarah Rene, they thought from him. Now, why? Before we get to why, let's just go a little bit weiter in the Gemara. Sarah Rene, they thought. Hani Mili Bebais Lebais. That's only from house to house. Well, from house to house, that's not going to be good because you're not eating in the same place. So you have kiddush in one house and you eat in another house, it's no good. From one place to another place in one house, light. No, that's not going to be a problem.
Kiddush is good for the whole house.
Correct. Well, it's in one place, it's good enough, it's close enough. You're saying, of course it would be. Well, Amr Lahu Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa. Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa says, Zimnan Sagin have a Kamina Kameda Shmuel. Sometime we were by Shmuel. V'nachat, remember, this is Shmuel himself, the one who says this halacha. V'nachat me'igra la'ara v'hadim mekadosh. He went down from the roof to the first floor, then he would be mekadosh, meaning even the same house. Meaning you can't go from one to the other. And you, meaning if you want, you have to make kiddush wherever you actually are. Also Rav Huna holds in kiddush al makam suda. How do we know? The Rav Huna kaddish, he made kiddush, this akrole shraga. And the light went out. The light went out. Va'ayli le'le money. The Bay Ginintane, the Rabba Beret, the Avishraga. So he himself went to his sons. The Bay Ginana is Rashi brings down, the Rashbam brings down, Bay Ginana, the Rabba Beret, Zak Rashi, Zak the Rashbam. Bay Chupas Benoy Shayusham Nerith Toyoka to Bay Samitra. He went home and he had a problem. His light went out. So what did he do? He went to the wedding house of his son. We did a big party there. And what did he do? The Kaddish, and he made Kiddish again. The Talmidi, and he tasted something. Alma Kassavra and Kiddush Elba Makam Suda. We see that he holds and Kiddush Elba Makam Suda. So now we have to understand something over here, which is, one second. His kid's wedding. This is his kid's, their Shabbat Rachas. Is the Shabbat Rachas? Rashi, the Rashbam says very clearly that it was based Chupas Benoy, Shayusham Neir Tolkien, based on Mishnah. Was it an actual Mishnah there? That's what it seems like. He wasn't invited. I mean, what's going on? And then he only comes afterwards. Because his light went out. No, what do you say? Rav Nosi Schreiber, tell me what the pshat is. Now, the Af Rabba Sava, Rabba also holds Ein Kiddush Elba Makom Suda. Rabba also holds the Ein Kiddush Elba Makom Suda. How do we know? Amr Abaye, Ki Avina Beimar, Hava Mekadosh. Ki Hava Mekadosh, when he would be Mekadosh, Amr Lani would tell us, Timu Midi, taste something. Dilma Adaz Litu Lishbiza. Maybe when you're going to go to your host, Mes Akro Lechush Raga, there's not going to be any more light. Vlay Mekadosh Lechu Bebeis Achila. And you're not going to be Kiddush in the place that you're eating. I'm not sure exactly why not. Okay, you're going to come there, and it's going to go out before you eat. Okay, and what's the problem? Okay, why can't you eat? You can't eat in the dark. The Rashbam brings down. The light's going to go out. Meaning, over here, the kiddush that I'm making, you're not going to be yotze, and therefore, if you go home, the light's going to be out, and you're not going to eat. I don't know why couldn't they eat? Some of you don't eat when it's dark. You can't make kiddush and eat. Pish black. Okay, so therefore, eat something here. And the point is, hearing kiddush from me is not good enough. I mean, why can't he invite them for the suda? I mean, that's what he's doing. I'm being a little bit critical, maybe. A little bit too critical on this. It doesn't say exactly, but that's what it seems like. Okay, this is what the Gemara brings down. So we have over here, let's just review what we had. We have Shmuel that says, Enkel Shel Makom Suda. And besides Shmuel, we explained that Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa said that in Yudvai Shmuel, that when he would make Kiddush, let's say he would go down from the roof down into the house in order to be able to make Kiddush in the place of the Suda, making it in one place and going to another place in the same house is not going to be good. That's not considered Makom Suda. So we clarified what does it mean by Makom Suda. And then we had Rav Huna going to his son's party and making Kiddush again. And Rabbah also said that, also held like that, because when Abaye was by Rabbah, he told his Talmidim, go ahead and taste something here in order for you to be Yaisa Kiddush, because if you just hear Kiddush over here, you're not going to be Yaisa. David, you have a question? Yeah, he made Kiddush at home. Then it went out. Maybe they were Hasidish and they were davening late. Maybe that's the pshat. Maybe. Now let's understand. Yeah? Or maybe you're having trouble finding a minion. Maybe. Remember, Hasidim have a different clock because they hold that Shkia doesn't start. Things don't start till later. Now you want to know why they're choosing that way? Okay, good question. But at the end of the day, they actually have a different zman. In Europe, everybody did Rabbeinu Tam. Everybody. Mechaber Paskin was like that. Magen Avraham, Rav Kiva Eger, the Mishabura was Machmer. But I'm just saying, in essence, the entire Europe, everybody went the later zman. As my Rosh Hashiva, not the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shia Shif, the son-in-law of Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, he told me that they asked Rav Skrov, how is it possible that Rabbeinu Tam is correct? So the first thing is like, he would talk like this. You have to understand, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's day. It looks at night, it's day. The Rav Skrov said, why are you looking outside, looking at the Gemara? The Gemara said, it's day, it's day. Why are you looking outside for? But it's Takeshver. Takeshver. Okay, I wanted to bring him here because he knows his manim backwards and forwards. His name is Ostreicher, Rabbi Ostreicher.
You once called him, right?
I once called him. Still could I for him to come once. He just could clarify. I once asked him. So Rabbi Ostreicher, tell me what bottom line is, which manim work out the best? Like to answer up all the Gemaras. And he says, there's no perfect answer. He told me there's no perfect. Everything had a question on it. Everything had a question. Okay, let's figure this out. Come along the Rashbam. And the Rashbam is going to say, why is Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda? We want to learn the Rashbam. So come along the Rashbam, the first Rashbam, Afkidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu, meaning the people who make Kiddush and they're not eating in Shul. They're making Kiddush in Shul, that's where the Gemara is going on. And you're not eating in Shul. You're not Yaitza Kiddush either. Dr. Rashbam, Kiddush Tamei Lekamei, like we explain later on, and Kiddush El Makom Suda. Oh, how do we know? Now the Rashbam is going to give an explanation. The Chsiv, the Karatzel of Shabbos Oynik, you are going to call Shabbos Oynik. Okay, the Karatzel of Shabbos Oynik. The Makom Sha'ata Kairil Shabbos. In the place that you're calling Shabbos, the karasa means Kiddush Rabbi. So here's the varki. Here's where you have to start thinking. The karasa, the place where you are calling Shabbos, which means you're making Kiddush. Kloimer, Kriya the Kiddush, the calling of Kiddush, Shamte Oinig, over there, there should be Oinig. In the place where you're making Kiddush, in that place, there should be Oinig. Okay, sounds good. And Kiddush, El Makom Suda. Umedrish, who went to Medrish. By the way, I don't know if there's any medrash actually that says it. The Rashbam doesn't bring a source. Inami svarahi. Although you'll see later, the Igris Moshe, where Moshe says that some had the girsa in the actual Gemara itself. Inami svarahi. No, it's not a pasuk. It's a svara. What's the svara? Medekve kiddush al yayin. They were kaveh kiddush on the wine because the Tanya lekamaz zechrei al yayin. We know the din on wine. What wine were they kaveh kiddush on? Mistama al yayin shabashas the suda hukvad the chashiv. Which wine? The wine that's by the suda. Okay, so we have two ways to learn. Is it from the karasa kiddush? At that place, there should be oinik and kiddush el makom suda. Or is it that when I'm making my kiddush, where should it be instituted? On the wine of the suda. The wine of the suda. You should know, speaking about Rav Shia Shif, his son, Rav Shraga Shif, he drinks wine, sips wine the whole suda. Because the Lashon of the Rambam, you're supposed to be kaveyer suda alayayin. Now, question. By the way, Taisa says the same thing. We take a look at Taisa on the top of the left. Taisa says, Afi de kiddush la yaksu, then kiddush al makom suda, so Taisa on top. Shem the civic rath la shabbos oinik, climber ben mokim kriyat kiddush, in the place of the kiddush, shamtei oinik. But I want to clarify you a shiloh. And this shiloh is an earth-shattering shiloh, which you may say, what is the difference? Well, Rav Moshe has pages and pages and pages on it, so obviously he felt there's something. En kiddush al makom suda, is that midin the kiddush? Or is it midin the suda? Is it a kiddush thing? Why? Why do we need to connect the kiddush with makom suda? Is it that the suda needs the kiddush? Or is it that the kiddush needs the suda? Or Nussi is like, what are you talking about? This whole thing is maybe both. And kiddush el makom suda. Why? Why is that din? So let's look at the positive karasal Shabbos oinik.
Aren't you yosi with kiddush just for the kiddush itself? You just had drank wine. You don't have to have a suda necessarily.
Absolutely not. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Not like that.
You need to have three sudas.
No, we're talking about your actual suda itself. You want to say that drinking the wine is enough to be yotze kiddush because that's the wine is your suda. Without kiddush itself, if you just... Not yotze, you're not yotze kiddush. Well, we'll have to see what the actual practical halacha is of what is kiddush makom suda. We'll see that some are going to be...
Wine is that.
But what's it been? What's in the veya from? Lenny, do you understand the shiloh? Isn't it a din that the kiddush necessitates a suda for the kiddush? Is the suda helping the kiddush, or the kiddush is helping the suda? Is it a din in the kiddush, or is it a din in the suda? Let's try to put these two things in the Rashbam. Maybe this is what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe is very unclear on this tshuva. And I don't want to say, again, Rav Moshe is unclear, but he's not clear in a few lines. The whole tshuva is not, we don't have the whole tshuva down. But if you look in the actual tshuva, you read it again and again and again. He seems to be going like this way, and then goes that way, like a maze. The first way, the karas lo shabbos oinik, in the place of your kiddush, in that place, there should be a suda. What does that mean? Where should you place your suda? Where should you place your suda? By the kiddush? No? You're not learning like that?
Funny. That makes sense to me.
Where should you make your suda? By your kiddush? That means the question. Where should we have a suda? In the place where that means it's not for the kiddush. It's not for a kiddush. It's for the suda. Where should I have? When should I have my suda? In my suda. In order for my suda to get the zest that it needs, the suda should be by the kiddush. But if you look at it like that, so because I needed to make my suda by the kiddush in order for me to be able to be my suda properly, so then it comes out that in kiddush al makom suda. If I say it like that, so it's really we instituted in kiddush al makom suda because we say the suda needs it. The suda needs it. You're masking, you're not masking. He's giving me faces. Rabbi Schreiber's giving me faces. You're not masking. That's what the Rashbam is saying. Something close. Well, let's look at the second way of the Rashbam. The second way of the Rashbam was where should we institute Kiddush? The Svara. Well, Kiddush is on wine. Where should that Kiddush be? Well, the wine by the Suda is a harsh of a thing, so therefore put Kiddush there. And so we're trying to analyze, where should you make Kiddush? Well, I'll tell you where. With Chashuva wine. And we have that Chashuva wine by the Suda. So is that more of, where should I put my Kiddush? I mean, I have my Suda there. Where should I put my Kiddush? I should put my Kiddush. Well, but do it by the Chashuva wine. Well, we are the Chashuva wine by my Suda. So therefore, it's Kedai to make Kiddush then. Meaning, I'm trying to split up the Rashbam, that it seems that the first shot of the Rashbam is more noite. I'm not going to say absolute. That the reason why Ein Kiddush Elo Makom Suda was for the purpose of where you're supposed to have your Suda. The Kiddush is independent, but where should I have my Suda? By the Kiddush. So Ein Kiddush Elo Makom Suda. That's what Chum were Mesakim. The second way is, how should I have my Kiddush? Where is the best place for my Kiddush to be able to be a good Kiddush? Is during the Suda. The Elam here is both two different ways.
See the first one.
What?
See the first one again.
The simple but not 100% accurate way of saying it is Ein Kiddush Elo Makom Suda, is it there in order to be able to make the Suda good? That the reason why Kiddush has to be next to the Suda is in order to be able to give oomph to the Suda, to be able to give zest to the Suda. The Kiddush is really fine by itself. It doesn't need the Suda's help. Or no, in order to be able to give the Kiddush the zest that it needs, so we want to put Kiddush by the Suda. So I'm just showing you from the Lashon of the Rashbam, it seems, not 100%, that, well, in the second way, where should we institute Kiddush? Well, with the Geshmak of wine. Where is that? During the Suda. That's where you should put Kiddush. That means you're putting Kiddush by the Suda. It's a din in the Kiddush, not a din in the Suda. And the first way is, where should I have my Suda? The Karasa LeShabbos, when I make my Kiddush, Oinik, I should have my Oinik. That's what Taisus says. Kloimer, b'mekoyim kriyas Kiddush, over there, shamtei Oinik. In the place of my Kiddush, I have my Oinik. No, you hear that? This is the Chakira. This is the Chakira. So if you turn to the second page, we have the first source is the Rashbam that we brought down, and we have Tosfos. Comes along the Igros Moshe, which is source number 3. V'anochel ani astaiti, comes along Rav Moshe. Dehine. Now this is obviously control X. It's cut from a huge shtickle. So it's missing some context, but we'll just read it as is and try to extrapolate what we can. V'anochel ani astaiti. What's correct according to my das, says Rav Moshe. Dehine, this is source number 3. The time the English shall makam suda is a barash man with taisus. Mishum dafsiv krasel shabbos oinit. But makam shatta karel shabbos claim a kriya the kiddush shamte oinit. That's what we said over. Because of all that rash man, u medrish hu, u pashut says Rav Moshe, she medrish loy haya dorish ba'atme ela shara came ba'ez amokim. He didn't say the medrish, he had to see somewhere. The rash man is seeing it from somewhere. Lashon Rosh Mashmid Amr Shmuel Ba'atzmais. Midrashas Kra is that. The Chain Ha'isa Gersase says, Rav Moshe, don't think this Midrash is just made up. No, it seems like from the Rosh itself that Shmuel himself was the one who darshan this from the Pasuk of the Kras of the Shabbos Ayin. Uvran is the Chain Kat of Rav Acha. Uvran says that Rav Acha said this. Lashon Rosh Mashmid Ba'atzmais Vram Bashem Rav Acha Hu Makim Kriya the Kiddush Shem Te Ayinik Mashmash Hu Din Al Suda. It's a din on the Suda. The Suda should be in the place of the Kriya, the Kiddush. V'ein a din al Kiddush. It's not a din on the Kiddush. It's a din on the Suda. Shiv makom Suda. Ach memeila nimsa shesarach shtei Kiddush makom Suda. Kloshin Amr Shmuel. Says Rav Moshe, because the Suda needs to come by the Kiddush, so now the Kiddush needs the Suda. But it's not a din on the Kiddush. It's a din on the Suda. The chakir that I said over is Ramosha's chakira. This is not me making it up. This is Ramosha's. This is how he's saying it. Blush in the Rosh Tachsiv, the Kras of Shabbos Oinig, the Mokom Oinig, Shamte Kriya Mashma, Shudin the Mitzvah Kiddush. The way the Rosh is saying is, listen to the word of the Rosh. The Rosh, by the way, we have it in source number 2. It's worthwhile to look at it. It's just four lines. And take a look at the third line, the Siv and the Rush, source number two. The cross of Shabbos Oynig, b'mokoyim Oynig, shom take kriya. In the place of your Suda, over there, there should be the Kiddush. Which one is it then, Sandy? B'mokoyim Oynig, in the place of the Oynig, in the place of the Suda, you want to know where you should have your Kiddush? B'mokoyim Oynig, shom take, what's it called? Says Rav Moshe, mashmu shudim b'mitzvah sa Kiddush. Should be specifically in the place of the Suda. So we see we have, says Rav Moshe, we have two ways to be able to explain this. So we have a Chakira. Beautiful. Wow. I was just sticking in that according to the Rashbam's second way, that's what it seems like also. Where should I put the Kiddush? Well, in the Suda, because that's the Chash of a wine. So we have, yes, sir. Well, that's the point what we're trying to bring here. Okay. Says Rav Moshe, a wild nafkamina. Wild. The imhu dimba asuda, second column of source number three. If it's a din basuda, shetzar klasayis b'makom ha-kiddush. If it's a din of the suda, meaning it's a din, how to structure my suda to make it my suda, right? Do you do it in the place of the Kiddush? The Chayra ain't makam klala hakshir sha'oichel b'makam shekiddush. The Re'akoponim Kiddush b'makam achar. That means like this. Rav Moshe says, wants to know, when you're eating in a different place, let's make an example. If I'm eating in shul, if somebody makes Kiddush in shul, and they're having mezainis in shul, and there's a homeless guy, he's eating a shul. You know those guys who only eat in shul? They want to eat everything in shul, they don't eat at home. As I strongly don't recommend it. I don't recommend it. You have a suda at home. Even if you have tons and tons of food in shul, you should always have a suda at home. And now, there are certain times there's extenuating circumstances. Yeah, there's some time that you don't have a choice. I got it. But that's the yeah, you hear that? Fine. Now, when we talk about eating in different places, right? You're going from one part of the house to another part of the house, or from one place to another place, right? Think about that. So that's a chsaron in Kiddush El B'makom Suda. Well, let's talk about that case. You're in shul Friday night, and they make Kiddush for the homeless guy. He's having a Suda there. Now, if you eat there, is that your main Suda?
But the homeless guy's main Suda.
It's true. It's the homeless guy's main Suda. What about you? Your Suda is supposed to be by your Kiddush. Now you're going to say, well, that is a Suda. Well, it's not really your Suda. Well, I'm being Yoytza my Suda with that. But you can hear, meaning, mitzvah the Kiddush, my Suda is supposed to be afterwards. Was my Suda afterwards? Anytime. Doesn't make a difference. You're saying, well, am I still eating?
You have two students.
Oh, okay. You're asking Stam Shabbos day is not even Nikra Kiddush.
No, what you're saying, if it requires, maybe you have to make two Kiddush, one in the shul and one when you get home.
Let's stick in a certain piece. What Reb David is saying, the main Kiddush, let's talk about the Rashbam's second shot was what? That when you want to drink wine, well, where should the wine be? So if you think about the Rashbam's second shot, the Kiddush is part and parcel in the way of the Suda itself, because it's the wine, and the wine is part of the Suda, and that's where my Kiddush is being. Let's see Rav Moshe. V'imu din b'asuda, shetzarech la'asasa b'makam shekiddush. L'chayra e'makam kol ha'akshav sha'echel b'makam shekiddush. V'ayach l'ponim kiddush b'makam achar. Let's eat it from one place to another place, right? The Gemara had a havamina to say, well, we thought if you're going from one place to another place in the same house, it's not going to be good. But from one place into another place in one house, it's going to be good. Says Rav Moshe, one sec. Dibish lemle inyan at kiddush, shayach lemle the kivin the hoya of sharis lechel b'mokim she kiddush, v'chol mokim she b'bayis b'loy tircha, inach hasarim b'kiddush, shesricha, tayra shiya b'mokim oynit. Aval kivish hudim b'asuda, yesh lodon al achilasai, b'edha mokim hu. Rav Moshe wants to say it like this. This that we're saying that you can't eat it in other parts of the house, that would be enough to me. Ain't kiddush el b'makom suda. if it's a din in the Kiddush, so that means I have to have my kid. If it's a din in, let's go like this. If I have, let's start all the way around. My Kiddush is fine. My Su'udah has to be in the place of the Kiddush. So if I eat Kiddush, if I have Kiddush in one place, and I have my Su'udah in another place, was my Su'udah in the place of my Kiddush? No.
In the same house?
In the same house.
Yeah, it's fine.
It wasn't in the same place. Well, the Gemara wrote down that it wasn't fine. We'll see Allah al-Maisa what's mutter, what's not mutter, but the Gemara brings down it's not good. Says Ramayisha, again, L'chayra, let's start again. V'imhu din ba suda. If it's a din in the suda, she'sarach la'asayse b'makam she'kiddush. You have to make the suda in the place of the kiddush. How in the world could you say that if you're eating in another place, you're eating in the place of kiddush? You made kiddush in another place. If we talk about the kiddush itself, if it was possible to eat in the place of the kiddush, the fact that the kiddush has to be in the place of the oinik, so I can eat any place that I'm making kiddush in. You have to